Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I.
Yeah, so sure, everybody get on too. Welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio from all across the country, Mad Dads Nationwide. I'm so glad to be here. You know what? I am really, really excited about what's going to happen this weekend. I want to thank our producer for producing the show. Thank you very much, Erica. How are you doing today?
I'm busy.
All right. Tell us a little about what's going on. What you doing?
Oh, trying to get the final details of this parade going on. We've got a huge parade coming Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's going to start going down 4th Avenue, and we've got all types of people that are going to be in this parade, and I'm really just trying to make sure we've got all the details taken care of, and hopefully it'll be a nice event for the community.
Well, you know what we're going to say? We're going to take the hopeful out of there. It's going to be a great time because the old 4th Avenue South days, old pride, bringing back new, brand new unity is going to be off the chain. I'm going to say off the chisel for Rizzle. It's going to be off and running. I'm hyped up because we put a lot of time and energy into it, and I want to say big ups to the Human Partnership Project. Our motto is healthy men, healthy families, healthy communities, and you know what happens when men aren't healthy in our community. We just had a mad dad interact with a man for no reason, just went off on him, just for no reason. I mean, just we really went off on him. And whatever that personal reason was, here's a man trying to give back, trying to get out of gangs and stop doing violence, and you coming at him like you want him to be violent. That's not fair. And so many times when people try to change their lives, other people won't allow them to happen. I'm glad that we were intervening. I had to jump out of the car and say, hey, what's going on, you know, just kind of stop it, because we could not allow that to happen. We just could not allow that to happen because it was just unfair. I know that without healthy men, what happens when you don't have healthy men?
The families start going down the drain because technically, if you want to go the old school way, the men are supposed to be working in the house and taking care of the home. If they're not healthy, they can't work. They can't take care of the kids. They can't take care of their significant others. I wouldn't even say wife anymore these days. But, without health, period. People, period, need to be healthy because otherwise you can't take care of yourself or the other people that you're supposed to take care of.
Now, you said something that's important. If you want to go back to the old school days, that's wow. I'm like, wow. So we're in the modern days. What's different now from the old school days?
Well, now everybody's working. Mom, dad, the kids are even working. You know, everybody's working, and a lot of them have to work just to get by.
Everybody is working, and it's important for everybody to work because, you know, when you're paying $1,200 a month and you're only bringing in $3,000 a month, somebody got to get a job. Somebody got to do something different. You know, healthy families, when a man is healthy, a family's healthy. You know, so many times when a man leaves and you're there with your kids and your kids are, if they've had the father in the home for a while, they begin to miss that father, and it causes some dysfunction. It causes the family dynamics to change. And you know, nobody could probably speak to that better than you from, you know, hands-on experience.
Yes.
What kind of dynamics happen for you, you know, when the father leaves?
When my kid's dad left the house, my oldest daughter, she started really acting out behavior-wise. I could tell she never really voiced how she felt. She never talked about her feelings or anything like that, even though I tried to get it out of her, you know, like, why are you so angry? Why, you know, how do you feel about, you know, daddy being gone and stuff like that? And she really would just kind of act it out more at school and whatnot. And she really did. You could tell she missed her dad. And my little one would just cry for her dad every night.
Well, you know, we're gonna ask Amanda to come over here and kind of let's talk to her about the importance and the value of a man, so she can switch seats with you because I know you got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Erica.
Everybody.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So Amanda, Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Nationwide, all over the country. We want to thank you for being a part of the show today. You know, we're talking about men being healthy and how important it is to have healthy men. Did you grow up with your father?
No, I did not.
What was it like growing up without a father?
I made a lot of bad choices when it came to men. I meet the wrong guys. I was in a lot of unhealthy, toxic relationships. I feel like when you don't have a father present in the home, there's things that a mother doesn't have insight on because we don't think like a man. So it's hard to raise a child in a home, especially a boy, when there's not a man present, because men think differently than women. So for me, it was really hard to not have a father. The things that the dad should have did with me that was never done, taking me to father-daughter dances, bring your daughters to work day, things like that. And I think it's important to have the father around for just the simple things that a mother can't do. A mother can try to play both roles, but learning in healthy relationship groups, that can never happen. There's a lot of things that a father does that a mother can't do physical strength-wise. And if you don't have that father present, there's something always missing.
And, you know, I think it's important that when you have an unhealthy mother and an unhealthy father, I think you had a situation, too, that made it twice as worse, didn't it?
Yeah, the streets raised me, and a lot of people I had around me that were street people. That's why I say I learned most of my knowledge not from books, from the streets. And people tell you that they love you and care about you, but there's nothing like the mother and father that made you to be there with you, because nobody really loves you unconditionally except for God. And so you have a lot of these people that come in your lives that act like they have your best interest at heart, but they have a hidden agenda.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm excited about that you're doing, we're working on the Old 4th Avenue South Days, Old Pride Brings New Unity, this Saturday from 11, the parade starts, and then the festival's from noon to 4. And we're going to have a great time. We're starting on 48th and 4th. We got vendors. We got food vendors. We got DFY, Greater Friendship Baptist Church, James Greer, Tropical Zone, Sounds of Blackness, Tamatha Lane. We've got DJ Angel playing between the sets. It's going to be off the chain. And you've been helping us to get people in the parade. How does that feel? I mean, you know, sometimes you do things. I've never organized a parade before, so this is like, wow, this is cool. How does it feel to be helping to organize a parade?
It is so much more work than what I thought, and it's calling these community organizations and calling people in the community, and I feel like I'm really a part of something, and calling these car clubs and these motorcycle clubs, and I wish that people had better websites that would be a little easier to access people and contact people. Sometimes you're getting the runaround or you're getting phone numbers that are disconnected, so it's always important to keep updated information on your websites so we can include people.
Well, that's great. I'm so proud of you for what you're doing. You're such a wonderful daughter. I am so happy to have you in my life. Healthy men, healthy families, healthy community. What we're doing, this is to introduce you to Human Partnership, a project about health, and it's a kickoff. We're kicking this parade off. The Human Partnership Project is a collaboration of South Minneapolis nonprofits with a focus on the health and wellness of men living in urban communities, primarily men of color. We exist to promote current programs and services designed to address health, safety, and behavioral health issues. You know, young and older men, and to educate the community about the resources. So our focus is to address issues relating to men's health disparities and to close the gap in obtaining much-needed medical services by promoting local resources and ethnic diversity. It's what it's all about. It's what Human is all about, because our men have to be healthier. Our men have to be better. Our men have to do better. I was just talking to my daughter the other day, and I was saying, are there any healthy men for you to date, to connect with? And she was just saying, you know, they're not healthy. Why do you think it's so hard to find healthy men to have a relationship with?
I think it's easy to sit here and blame society or certain colored skin of people or your neighborhood that you grew up in. It's very easy to be negative and blame things on other people, places, and things. And I have men around me such as VJ and Bishop Howell, and I look at and John Turnipseed, and these are men in the community that had a hard life and didn't have a lot growing up and grew up in communities where there was shooting going on and killing and robbing, and they were able to outgrow their circumstances to grow into something to be able to help people, and that's a lot of what the Bible talks about. God wants us to be around other people and talk to other people and mentor to other people and testify to other people, and it's always about other people, and it's not about being selfish. And I think that it's easy to find a gun, pull a trigger, take a life, rob people, do a lot of sinful behaviors. That's easy. It takes hard work to be mindful and helpful and have joy and be at peace and help other people. And it's very easy, though, to go back and blame your society, your community, your family, your neighborhood for things. And if there is, I know that there's cities where there's not a Mad Dads in place, there's not an Urban Ventures in place, and it makes it easy to find trouble to get into. But when you have resources that Minneapolis has that a lot of places don't have, there's no excuse to not want to prosper and be all that you can be to help other people, because it's very selfish to just do for yourself and hustle and get money and be on the streets, and that's very selfish. And it does take hard work to be positive. And I think if it's easy to lay down and make a baby, that's the easy part. But the hard part is being there, raising the child, being a positive influence, showing things that you want better for your child than you want for yourself. And it's easy to look at fast money and say, yep, now I can buy everything I want. But with that fast money, there comes the price.
You know, one of the things that I know you've experienced, because I experienced it as a man, is that men, and I'm speaking of some men, some corrupt men, they prey on women that are weak. They prey on women that don't have strong male role models. They prey on them, and then they take advantage of them. And some of them even use God as a tool to do that. And what do you say to men that do that?
From my experience of talking with different men and even pimps, I would say that, and I even interviewed two ex-gang members for my art program, and a lot of it is the mentality is the same. If you don't change your mentality, you're going to look like the world. And when you realize you don't want to look like the world anymore, that's when you grow up. And I think that it's easy to, like one of the people that I interviewed, he said that his whole family had started the gang. The only way you had rank was being a family member. And if that's what you grew up around, alcohol, drugs, gang banging, killing people, then that's all you know. And it takes an individual brain to say, I'm not going to be like this. I don't want to be like this. I'm not going to go to prison. I'm not going to be like my other family members. I'm going to outgrow what originally was my destiny. What most people, they don't see hope, they don't see faith, they don't see any miracles, they don't realize that it's a blessing to have breath to wake up. And it's very easy to let the world influence you when you have regular TV where there's cussing, when you have where you can walk right outside your door and see a fight or somebody get shot, when you see people getting robbed or beat up, and nobody really wants to say anything because they don't want to be the next victim. And I think it's easy to do the wrong thing in life and to not put any effort or energy into changing your life around. But if you have programs and things that are going to help you better yourself, why would you want to do what society wants? And that's, we're going to build all these prisons to keep putting people, incarcerate people, to have cheap slave labor. Why would you want to be a part of that cycle? I don't understand that.
And so that cycle that you talk about, and there are certain men that they're breeded to be pimps, to abuse women, to take advantage of women, or sometimes they've been abused themselves, and so they feel like they have to abuse other individuals. You know, there's a lot of women out there, and I'm talking about Grand Ole Fourth Avenue Days, Old Pride Brings New Unity, but as we talk to Amanda here, we talk about healthy men and unhealthy men. And so in order for us to make our men healthy, sometimes they need to know they're not healthy, you know. And I remember that, you know, I was just looking at a sign outside that said, pimps up, hoes down. You know, I thought about that. And so, in other words, lift up the pimp, but put the hoe down. And you know, some women agree with that. I've seen women that agree. That's right. Pimps up, hoes down, what's up? And I'm like, what happens when you degrade a woman so bad that she can, you can call her the B word, you can call her a hoe, you can call her a tramp, and she thinks that that's something cool when it's not, you know? I see people on Facebook saying, I am that B. Yeah, I'm the queen hoe, you know? And how can you take pride in that kind of conversation?
I guess when you're living that lifestyle and you're hustling or hustling your own body, you look in the mirror, you see a monster, you don't feel like yourself, you agree with what society feels about you. I guess me personally, not having a mom or a dad, and I looked at the streets, I looked at other people, I looked at who was going to love me and support me, and then I looked at these pimps, and I'm like, so you're pimping a woman, but yet, if the guy wants a woman and a man to show up, you're going to go with that woman to make that money. So now you're pimping your own self out. So pimps do things to get money, too. It's not just the girl that's out there bad. They're both out there bad. And I think...
Wait a minute. What are you saying now? You've seen a pimp that would turn a trick, too?
Yep. A friend of mine, and he had a bunch of hoes, and I didn't want to choose up with him, but he explained to me, he said, if I ever need to go get some money, I've went with my girls before, and I'll go with if the guy wants a man and a woman to show up because he wants a threesome. And so, yeah, it's knowing that pimps will go and pimp themselves out. So they're not really pimping anything. They're getting pimped. And if your girl needs shoes and outfits and makeup and hair done, I mean, I never had a pimp because I felt like whatever my money was going to be spent on, I was going to spend it. And I knew exactly what I needed, and I knew that if I needed shoes, I knew the shoe store to go to. If I needed the outfits, I knew the lingerie store to go to. I knew how to put ads up. I knew how to go get girls and have them work for me, so I never needed a pimp. But I think if you grow up in a dysfunctional household like myself, and you start looking for love in the wrong places, somebody to care about you, and that's what pimps do. They lie. They have a slipped tongue. And they tell you that they love you, they care for you, they'll support you. But if the pimp is right outside the hotel door and the trick slits your throat, he can't save your life anyway. So it's a very nasty cycle. And until the individual makes up the mind that they don't want to do this anymore, and God knows your heart, and he knows when you're ready to stop. And after 14 years, 5 years ago, I quit because it's not the life that I wanted for myself. I didn't want somebody to slit my throat or have me chained in the basement or be the next victim on the news that they were looking for. But I think with the whole... I mean, drugs and pimping and all that go hand in hand. That's all part of the enemy's plan, is to seek, kill, and destroy. And your next call could be your last call. And I didn't feel like that was worth it anymore. You have these men that's all they know. They know how to pimp. They know how to hustle. They know how to sell drugs. And a lot of them, I believe, probably didn't graduate from school. They chose the streets over education. And if you don't have no knowledge, that's not being very prosperous. If you don't have people around you that truly love and care about you, that's not prosperity. If you have nothing but negative, negative, negative around you, that's the kind of life that you're going to have, because you have negative spirits that love to keep you down with them. And as soon as you try to pull yourself up out of things, you're going to have people around you working for the enemy double time, trying to pull you back into that lifestyle. But you have to have a mindset up that you are bigger and better than what the world wants you to be, and that you are going to be a positive influence no matter what. And sometimes you have to minister to yourself. You have to tell yourself everything's going to be okay. It's just an issue. Life goes on. There's kids out here losing their lives every day. There's babies out here dying by stray bullets. And it's not God's fault. It's man's fault, because man makes these free will choices to destroy lives. And I think that's one thing that John Turnipseed had said, that we have the power to give life or destroy life. And that was very powerful to hear, that we can use our words to build people up or tear them down. And the number one thing that's hard for me is you can't read anybody's thoughts. So you don't know what anybody's thinking. And people can say all these words out of their mouth, but you never know what they're thinking about. And that's what kind of scares me about the world, is that you have people that are going to come up to you and, yep, I work for this church and I do this and I do that, and they might be working with the enemy. So it's very scary to not know what people think. And I think that's why I never had a pimp, because I didn't want a bunch of girls around me. I didn't want a guy that has these fast thoughts running through his head, and I'm out here trying to make sure I'm safe. But really, a pimp doesn't really protect his girls. He protects his pockets, and he wants to make sure that his money's coming in. Because if he protected his girls, he would never lay his hands on his girls and threaten them with violence and use violence to make them do what he wants. Because once that girl realizes that, hey, I don't want to get beat no more, I don't want to get slapped no more, I'm tired of not having any money, that's when the girls usually leave. When they want a family, they're going to stay. When they believe all these lies they're being told, they're going to stay. But
you listen to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads nationwide all over the country. You're talking to my daughter, Manny. You say, well, just your daughter, why she had to go through all that? Well, if that's your daughter, why'd she have to go through all that, VJ? What's going on? Mad Dad's in the house. Well, let me share this with you. You know, she's my daughter. But tell them the story about how that happened.
About 5 years ago, I decided to start going to church. God had an outline of Jesus in the clouds the day April 19th of 2014 when he called me. And
April 19th of 2010. Okay, you kind of confused.
And I walked in the Shiloh. A friend of mine had brought me there, and I made up my mind that I was going to walk with God and not the devil anymore. And I was really angry for years about how can my dad and my uncle molest me and rape me? How can my mom take my dad back and then divorce him after he did it a second time? And I didn't get this, and I didn't get why the streets had to raise me. And I put in one of my poems, what do you do when you didn't have a father or mother type figure? I said, some people didn't have a mother or father type figure, what to do when you didn't have either. And I didn't have either. And they say that God gives you things back that you lose, and God gave me a spiritual father and VJ. So basically, these men of God that seen that I need some positive male role model and I need a father in my life, I miss that. I never had that. So God gave me two. So that's how VJ came into play.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that. Now, when you talk about change, it can happen every day here. We are here every day to help you out in any way we can, but also we partnership with the Center for Fathering, and they're at 3023 4th Avenue South, where we have intake for men. If you're a father and you have kids and you need help looking for work, looking for housing, other situations like that, you can come in Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3 and on Fridays from 9 to noon or 11 a.m. because they close at noon. That number over there is 612-455-4643. We have two things going on, a healthy relationship and a parenting class. And I think that you graduated from both.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about what you learned from those groups.
I learned that there is ways to accomplish having a healthy relationship, whether it be with your child or your mate or friends or with anybody. Even yourself. Sometimes we're very negative and very negative thinking even against our own self. And to learn that it just is as simple as changing around your thinking. And you can go to church, you can pay your tithes, you can go to work, you can treat everybody with respect, you can help people out, you can volunteer, but you're still going to get attacked. And you get attacked in your mind with your thoughts. And I've learned that that's the number one thing, is changing around the way that you think. And if you grew up in these dysfunctional neighborhoods or had a dysfunctional household, which most people did that I talked to, these groups are just amazing. They help you learn how to think differently and act differently. And it's not the words that come out of your mouth sometimes. It's the tone in your voice of how you use it. Because you could say, I don't like that, or I don't like that. And it's all about how you talk to people and the response that you're going to get depending on how you act.
I like that. That's very true. You know, you're a very wise and bright young lady, you know, and I really appreciate that about you. You have a lot of wisdom, and I'm sure if we knew, I question, I don't know who my great-grandfather is or my grandfather. I know who my father is, but I can't go back in history in my timeline. Can you go back to your great-grandfather and your grandfather? Do you know who all those people are?
I do. My mom's dad made fun of me growing up, and my grandma used to protect me and say, you're not going to make fun of my granddaughter. And then my dad's dad, I haven't really talked to my dad's parents in a long time. They blame me for what my dad did to me. They said the way that I dressed when I was 1 and 2. So
I didn't. He was 1 and 2.
Yeah, when I was 1 and 2, that I turned my dad on by how I dressed. But that's his parents being in denial, and I think the whole family of 8 children has been abused, and I think it was a big family secret and hush hush, and that's what I really feel, because why would his parents stick up for him and blame a 1-year-old for what happened to me?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So the support group has been great. It's been wonderful. And then as a graduate, you get to come in and help people learn even more and help them. And you've been great at that. Human, don't forget, Old 4th Avenue South Days, Old Pride Brings New Unity, Saturday, July the 12th. We're going to have a great time from 11. We're going to have a parade. It's going to be everything. Amanda's going to be in a parade. She's going to be, I think she's going to be, like, dressed up like, I think the Wendy, you know, like the Wendy girl at Wendy's. But anyway, she's going to have a little dress on with the 2 ponytails. She is going to be fabulous. Y'all come and check her out. It's going to be off the chain. That starts at 11 o'clock. We're going to pray starts at Minnehaha Creek on 48th and 4th and ends at Green Central Park on 34th and 4th. And that's where we're going to have the festival, where we're going to have Lennox Crystal, Javante Patton, and the DFY, Greater Friendship, James Greer, Tropical Zone, Sounds of Blackness, Tamathia Lane. It's going to be off the chain, and we're super excited, and you should be too, about what's going to happen on this coming Saturday. I'm hyped up. I'm geared up. And once again, I want to thank the Human Partnership and all the folks in the partnership, Q Health Connection, Medica, Sabathany Community Center, Minneapolis Spokesman Recorder, North Point, MHP, Health Source, Mad Dad, KMOJ, and, of course, McFarland Media and PICA. And all the great folks that make Human what it is, makes Human what it is. You know, young girls, I'm going to have Amanda talk to you, because when you get about 14 or 15, you think you know everything. And you think, can nobody tell you nothing? You begin to like boys. And your little booty starts to sting. And you think you can do this, and you can date, and you can go out to the club, and you can try a little weed, and you can smoke, and you can get high. All that stuff starts to happen. I see it. I watch it all the time. Watch little girls, you know. And that's when the men start to look at you, because you develop and you begin to do all those things. What advice can you give to little girls to try to help them stay focused?
It takes one wrong choice to pick the wrong man, whether it's on the internet or somebody that approaches you on the street or on the bus. It takes one wrong choice to meet the wrong person, where that person might control your life or your destiny. You never know who you're meeting and what their intentions will be for you. And you never know what this person is about, because anybody can say anything out of their mouth. And if you happen to trust the wrong person, that could be the last person that you trust.
Well, Amanda, you did really great. This is your first time being on Blog Talk, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's your first time being on Blog Talk? Wow, you did wonderful. How does it feel to be on radio?
Fine, because nobody can see me.
Right, they can't see you. But, you know, we're going to start doing Blog Talk Radio so they can see you.
Mm.
They can look at you and watch you. That's going to be great. So the next time we do it where they can see you, they'll see you. Don't forget, check us out. If you want to help with the Center for Fathering, with any of those family services, 612-455-4643. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We're excited. We're energized. We're motivated. And we're going to go out with our theme song.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.